how much sickness and disease in these three set of verses does God guarantee to take away from us? All of it. So do we have to be sick? Not if we believe Him. So if we're in the church and we're sick, what's wrong? Could it possibly be your unbelief is making you sick? Could it possibly be that just you're not some murdering, adulting, lying, thieving, abortionist critter? You're a good man or woman in church. Maybe you just lied to your husband. Now, I know no woman would ever do that, would she? Never. I know no husband would ever not love his wife like Christ loved the church. Would we, guys? Now, we want to know. God says, He says, men. Oh, this girl's snugging up to him to right here. So I'm going to say, the Lord says, husbands, you are to love your wives like I love the church. And if you do, I will answer your prayer. He said, if you do not, your prayers will be hindered. Now, do we have any idea why so many of us men once in a while don't get a prayer answered? Maybe because we're not walking in love to that girl. You know how easy it is to get crossways with these girls?
That's her fault.
Oh, listen to that. Oh, you better repent, brother, right this second. Lord, I'm sorry. Now, guys, is that the way we are? Sure, that's the way we are. It's always easy to look at her and say, it's her fault. Oh, my goodness. How many times have I had a man and a woman standing right here, and one of them sick, or both of them sick, and I say, how's your love walk with your wife? And he says, fine. And I look over her and say, how's your love walk with him? And she starts crying. Uh-oh, we got a problem there, don't we? Oh, how many times have we seen that, honey? Oh, this time and time and time again. So see, sometimes the guy thinks we're okay. Everything's great. But, you know, that's just, great for him. Yeah. It's just like one day, you know, Cheryl and I had been married, I don't know, a year or two or whatever it was, and I thought, you know, I being the pastor and everything else, I know I got to be perfect. But I'll just ask her the simple question, is there anything that I could change that would make you happier? And I thought she's going to have to say, well, let's see, let me spend a week or two thinking about it. And immediately she said, yes. I said, what? I said, what did you could think of so quick like that I could change and make you a happier girl? She said, do you have to pull your T-shirts off wrong side out every time you take them off? I wanted to say, well, I've been doing it like that 60 years. I said, so you don't like me turning my T-shirts wrong side out? She said, no, because when I wash them, then I have to turn them right side out. So why don't you take them off right side out? Now, you know what I wanted to say when the manly part rose up in me? I wanted to say, woman, get over it. Is that what us guys think? Of course. But now, if the love of God is in my heart, what am I going to do? That's exactly right, Terry. I'm going to teach this old dog how to do a new trick. I'm going to teach him how to take that off. And after a couple of weeks of that, I said, well, honey, she said, that's so much better. I love it. Now, wasn't that something? That was bugging her all the time, and she had not said a word to me. And so when the Lord moved on my heart, I said that. And I just knew, I just knew I had to be perfect. You know, I thought I loved her so much and was so good for her, I couldn't have possibly done anything wrong. Isn't that right, Rosemary? I mean, no man, you know, that could do that. You know, and then when she just jumped at me like that quick, I thought, holy cow. So I've learned, don't ask the girls, including your wife, unless you're ready. Because if you ask one, even the girls that are working around here, I might say, girls, is there something I could change? Man, they'd probably get a list out, you know. Woo! I've just learned to keep my mouth shut. But you understand this scripture now that we talk about. I'm going to go, we talk about all these things that God's doing, that He's judging the world. Now I want us to go to this wonderful scripture that I've never met a man or a woman that could live in these sets of scriptures. Now, this is unfortunate, but I have never met one yet besides our King. But that scripture we're going to start with is 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. And this is called the love chapter. And I've never met a man or a woman that I know is walking in this 24/7. Maybe at times you may get close. But look at what this says. 1 Corinthians 13. If I could speak in any language in heaven or on earth, but didn't love others, I would only be making meaningless noises like a loud gong or a clanging cymbal. If I didn't love, how does God see me? That's why he said faith works by love, didn't he? If you're not walking in love, your faith will not work. He won't let it work. Faith expressing itself through love. So how many of you would like to be able to, every time you pray a prayer, see God do something spectacular? Okay, I'll tell you how to do it. You got to learn how to walk in love. You're going to have to master these next few verses to get the king to do these wonderful things. Verse 2 and 3. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I knew all the mysteries of the future, and knew everything about everything, but didn't love others, what good would I be? And if I had the gift of faith so that I could speak to a mountain and make it move, without love, I would be no good to anybody. So if we don't learn to walk in love, how does God see us? Useless. Useless. And it's so difficult to walk here. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my own body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would be of no value whatsoever. So how would you like to do all these wonderful things? Like, for instance, I'll even tell this man's name because he told us. When we went down and sat and talked to Howard Pittman a few years ago, Howard died in 1979, and he was a Baptist preacher, and he went to heaven. And when he got to heaven, the Lord spoke to him before he came and said, Howard, if you come through that door, you can't go back. But he said, I want to tell you before you come in, when you come through that door, you'll be sealed in heaven forever, but you will not get one single reward. Now, how many preachers do you know in your life that would like to get home to heaven one day and the Lord say, I'm sorry, you don't get not one single reward? That's not what I want to hear, do you, brother? No. But here he was, a Baptist preacher. Then he jumped out and said, but Lord, we have raised 27 foster children for you. And the Lord says, I've heard you talk about that and brag about that all those years. You didn't raise them children for me. You raised them so you could brag about it. Look what I did. He said, you're not going to get a single reward for raising a single one of those 27 children. How many men do you know that's raised 27 foster children? I don't know of a single one. He thought he was going to get all kinds of rewards for that. And God was not happy with him because he gloated about it all the time. And somebody said, wow, look at what you guys must really have to sacrifice. Oh, yeah, it's really something. Can you just see us? That's the way we are. Yeah, look what I did. I ain't never raised 27 foster children. Have you? No, I hope that's not what God's called me to do. I'm glad, too, you know, because, you know, in other words, you've raised 3 and you wouldn't want to raise 27 either, would you, Terry? That would be pretty busy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And so Howard pleaded with the Lord, Lord, if I ain't going to get a single reward, would you please, I don't want to come into heaven. He had an aneurysm in his heart and a blood vessel had bursted and he died. He said, Lord, please send me back and let me try this again. So in 1979, God sent Howard Pittman on a trip of the spirit world. We had the privilege to sit and talk with him all day long one day. After the Lord spoke to me and told me, I was walking right down the hallway of the ministry center. I had never heard of Howard Pittman. And the Lord said, son, I want you to contact Howard Pittman. I thought, Howard Pittman? I heard that, but I thought, I don't know who Howard Pittman is, so I didn't do anything. You know, and so, you know how when thoughts come to you, you know, okay. I didn't hear an audible voice that day. So, I don't know, a month or two later, whatever it was, I'm walking down that same corridor, and the Lord says, son, I told you to contact Howard Pittman. I said, okay, Lord. So I go on the internet, type in Howard Pittman, and I find him. Boy, he's there, all right. And I read his story. I called him. And I said, Howard. And he answered the phone. I called, and he answered the phone, and I told him what happened and that we need to come see him. And He said, well, where are you? And I said, close to Fort Worth. He said, well, I'm going to be in Palestine in 2 months. He said, if you want to come down there, I'll drive in on Thursday and I'll be there all day Friday. Won't have anything to do. So if you'd like to bring your team and y'all come down on Friday, we'll talk. And so we did. And I thought, how awesome God is when we do this. Just like today, I normally never answer the phone on Sunday. Never. But today at 12:15, I'm sitting there and I'm studying and I hear the phone ringing, like I hear lots of times on Sunday. I pick it up and said, the Living Savior Ministries? I said, hello? She said, hello? I said, can I help you? She said, who is this? I said, this is Pastor Thurman Scrivener. She said, it can't be. On Sunday. I said, why can't it be? She said, I just prayed and asked God, God, I need a special request, and if you possibly could you please let Pastor Thurman answer the phone himself today? Why do you think I answered the phone today? Isn't God awesome? That lady, she had a prayer request, and I prayed for her, and of course, she said, oh, Pastor, I'm so glad that I got you. I so hope this works. I said, ma'am, it won't work. You got to have faith. You got to believe. You can't have no doubt. I said, did you ask God to let me answer the phone? She said, yes, and I couldn't believe that either. When I had picked up the phone, I couldn't believe that was really you. I said, ma'am, you're talking to your Father through His Son, Jesus, and He makes everything flow just exactly like He wants it to. I said, so when you ask Him, Father, in the name of Jesus, I need to get a hold of Pastor Thurman today. Let me talk to him. You should have said, thank you, Lord. I know he's going to answer the phone. That's the way it should. That's the way we should do it, Tom? Sure. That's faith. And if God didn't step over that faith line once in a while for most of us, would we ever get anything from him? No. No, it's a good thing he's a loving, kind, merciful, gentle God, isn't it? So I prayed with her again, and she was so amazed. I said, now, ma'am, remember, when you ask God for something, always believe He's going to do it.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Spiritual Gifts Work Through Love, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.